This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower and this is ATIS. Today we're talking about a milestone that most general aviation pilots will never fly near, but one that Let me explain what that means in plain terms for most of aviation history. When you bought an avionics system, you bought a sealed box. The manufacturer built the hardware and the software together, and if you wanted a new capability, you often had to replace the whole box. Open architecture flips that. It's a common set of standards, so new software, new sensors, and new displays can be added without tearing the aircraft apart every time. You upgrade capability the way you'd update software on a computer rather than rebuilding the computer itself. For the E-2D, Northrop Grumman says Block 2 enhances cockpit functionality, supports future upgrades, and improves sensor fusion. That last term, sensor fusion, matters. It means taking radar, electronic signals, and data links from many sources and blending them into one clear picture for the crew, instead of leaving four people to stitch it together in their heads. In a high workload environment, a cleaner picture is a safer, faster decision. Now you might be asking a fair question. I fly a Cessna 172 on the weekends. Why does a Navy radar plane and its design review matter to me? Here's the honest answer, and I'll flag this next part as informed interpretation rather than official statement. There are a few threads worth pulling. First, the open architecture story is the same story reshaping your cockpit. The move away from sealed single-vendor boxes toward common standards and software-defined capability is happening across all of aviation. It's why your panel mount navigator can get a database and feature update instead of a full replacement. It's why experimental and light aircraft avionics have exploded in capability at falling prices. When a program the size of the Advanced Hawkeye commits to open architecture at critical design review, it's confirmation that this is where the entire industry is heading, top to bottom. Second, sensor fusion is coming to you too. The idea of blending traffic, weather, and terrain into one coherent picture is exactly what modern general aviation displays are chasing. Every time you look at ADS-B traffic overlaid on your moving map with weather in the background, you're using a simpler cousin of the same concept. The military tends to push these ideas hard, and the lessons trickle down to the flight levels we actually fly. Third, and most directly, these airplanes share the sky and the system with you. the Hawkeye trains in the National Airspace System. When you see a temporary flight restriction pop up around a military operating area or a carrier working off the coast, aircraft like this are part of the reason. Knowing what they do and that they see you long before you see them is just good airmanship. Let me put the program in context, because there's a timeline worth understanding. The Advanced Hawkeye has been the fleet's eyes for over a decade. Block 2 represents the next major capability step, and clearing critical design review is the point where that step becomes real. From here, the program moves toward building, integrating, and testing the actual hardware and software. These things take years, not months. A critical design review is a beginning, not a finish line. But it's the beginning that counts, because it's the moment the design is trusted enough to commit. There's a broader lesson in here for all of us who fly. The airplane didn't change. The mission didn't change. What changed is the willingness to build systems that can keep changing. Aviation has spent a long time treating avionics as permanent, something you install once and live with for 20 years. That era is closing. The future belongs to the aircraft, military or civil, that can absorb new capability without going back to the factory. This affects you if you're shopping for a panel upgrade, thinking about avionics for a home built, or just trying to understand why your equipment gets smarter with a software load. The same philosophy driving a carrier-based radar plane is the one that will define your next instrument panel. That's the story. A design review most people will never hear about, quietly pointing at the direction all of us are flying. My thanks to the Aviationist for the reporting on the critical design review and to Northrop Grumman and the Navy for the program details. You can find more at radiohangar.com. This is Tower. Keep your scan moving, and I'll see you on the next one.